This is Packer and Durham on ACCM and Sirius XM Channel 371.
We've got some big-time people showing up here in the next hour, but we're not allowed to tell you who they are yet. But you're about ready to find out.
Nope.
Wes, this is guaranteed, what we're about ready to do in the next 15 minutes, guaranteed to cause some chatter at the water cooler. So I'm going to say, because it's time for some serious awards when it comes to men's basketball in the ACC. These are the official awards.
That's it. The official All-Atlantic Coast Conference men's basketball team and individual awards, including not only all-conference, but all-freshman and all-defensive team as well. Our pleasure to be able to release this for you. It was voted on by a Blue Ribbon panel representing all the schools in some form or fashion, be they media types, followers, radio announcers, what have you. The voting process occurs when you're asked to rank first team, second team, third team among the players nominated. They are determined on a 5-3-1 system, 5 points for first team, 3 points for second team, and 1 point for third. You may see some point totals on the screen, and when you do, you'll see how close some of this was. But with all of the ballyhoo pack, I think this has been one of the more interesting All-ACC team kind of candidacies, if you will, over the last couple of weeks, right? Maybe even really in the last month of the regular season because of how different a year this has been.
And I think when your point about how tight the voting is, you will see it portrayed when we unleash this. And that's why I said the water coolers will be busy today and this week discussing who's in and who's not in.
All right, let's roll with it. Here's first team All-ACC. The All-ACC first team starts with Moses Wright of Georgia Tech, who becomes the first Yellow Jacket to make first team All-ACC since Alvin Jones in 2001. Wright came alive in the last month of the season, averaging 23.5 points and 10 rebounds since Valentine's Day. He finished top eight in seven statistical categories as Georgia Tech's the fourth seed in Greensboro. Next on the list, Pitt forward Justin Champagne becomes the first Pitt player to be named first-team All-ACC in their conference history. The sophomore from Brooklyn finished second in the league in scoring at 18.4 and led the ACC in rebounding with 11.1 rebounds a game. Third on the list is Louisville's Carleek Jones. This is the second straight year and third time since joining the ACC the Cards have a first-team honoree. Jones made a splash in his first year transferring from Radford, averaging 17 points a game, scoring in double figures in every game but one. Next on the list is Matthew Hurt of Duke. And this is the 14th consecutive year that Duke has had a first-team All-ACC selection. Hurt was a scoring machine, leading the ACC in points per game with 18.7, second in field goal percentage, connecting on 56% of his shots. And the last player on the first-team All-ACC is Virginia's Sam Hauser. Third time in 4 years, the Cavaliers have a first-team selection. Hauser instrumental in the Hoos' run to yet another ACC regular season title. He led Virginia in scoring with 15.8 points a game and led the conference in three-point shooting percentage. And there is a look at the list of the five and the point totals. Just a single point difference between Moses Wright and Justin Champagne in terms of the most points for all ACC, Pack.
Listen, this is going to be a fistfight conversation. I wasn't surprised, except Sam Hauser, I am a little surprised he got the nod. But listen, Virginia, the number one seed. Jay Huff had a terrific year. I think of Aluma at Virginia Tech. It was a guy that's been playing lights out, even though it's been kind of out of sight, out of mind for the last couple of weeks with Virginia Tech with the COVID stuff. But this was a tough call. This was going to be a really difficult selection of picking an All-ACC team, Player of the Year, and everything else. So, again, I keep emphasizing, look how tight the numbers are. And it really kind of proves our point with all of this. But congratulations to all.
Well, absolutely right. And you saw Sam Hauser had 281 points at the bottom of the first team list. Now we're going to show you the second team list. And on the second team, there is Keve Aluma of Virginia Tech at 277 points. Mm. So just 4 points difference between Hauser and Aluma is the split between first and second team. Jose Alvarado, 244. Jay Huff behind him. MJ Walker of Florida State and Clemson's Amir Sims round out the second team on all ACC.
Solid group there, my man. But again, I thought Aluma had a shot at being a first teamer. I really did. And again, you pointed out 4 points separated Hauser from Aluma. And at the very top, Moses Wright, 1 point ahead of Justin Champagne. This voting was tight, man. Really close.
Yep. Well, and you see again, Sims 176, Raekwon Gray of Florida State 167. That's not a big gap at all between second and third. No. Isaiah Wong, who really had a fabulous year in a tough situation for Miami, Quincy Guerrier of Syracuse, Prentice Hubb of Notre Dame, Armando Bacot of North Carolina makes the third team. And you also see Scotty Barnes of Florida State. That tie puts six folks on the third team, all ACC. So, close all the way from top to bottom, Mark.
From the very, very top to the very, very bottom. And like I said, it just seemed like even when we're looking at teams this year, Wes, it's maybe as unpredictable a tournament as we can expect in terms of, hey, who do you think the favorite is? Is Virginia? I don't know. Maybe Florida State. Maybe it's somebody else. Same thing with the individual awards. It kind of feels exactly the same as the teams, that you just don't have really any separation. Yep. And there's so many good players, but not necessarily the standout that just said, hey, this dude's a cut above everybody else. That doesn't seem to be the case at all this year in ACC men's basketball.
Yeah. Let's go to the all-freshman team now. This group also voted on, same kind of principles. Scotty Barnes of Florida State edges DJ Stewart of Duke. And then Dayron Sharp right behind there. So you see three guys within basically 11 votes of one another, or 11 points of one another. Then Jalen Withers is five back of that. And then Caleb Love of North Carolina. That's a pretty tight race, Pat, given kind of what might have been a perceived dominance by some in the award category.
And if Caleb Love could have played Duke 10 times, he would have won.
So that's the all-freshman team. Now the ACC's freshman of the year. And it is Scotty Barnes of Florida State, who becomes the first Seminole player to win this honor, Mark, since Bob Surra in 1992.
Wow. How about that? 30 years. Who would have ever thought, right? The way Leonard's had great players, you'd have thought somebody would have snuck in there between those 30-year span. But Scotty Barnes been as good as advertised, right? We heard about him before the season, and you know, we had him on the show not too long ago. Doesn't complain, does his job. Mm. A terrific player, and he's got a huge future as far as not only Florida State, but also the next level.
So congratulations to Scotty Barnes. Let's go to the all-defensive team in the ACC, shall we? The all-defensive team is headed by Jose Alvarado, who is the league leader in steals. Manny Bates finished second on the all-defensive team points list. He is the leader in block shots. Jay Huff is second in block shots. Jordan Goldwire of Duke is on the list. He is second in steals. Moses Wright of Georgia Tech is on the list. He is the only player in both categories of steals and blocks in the top eight. He's sixth in block shots and tied for eighth in steals.
Solid group there.
And that takes us to, oh man, tell me. And that takes us to the defensive player of the year. And it is the senior from Brooklyn, New York, Jose Alvarado, who's one of the best in the country in steals. He leads the ACC at 2.87 a ball game. And that's the highest per game rate since Johnny Rhodes led the ACC from Maryland in 1996 with better than 3.3 a game. Alvarado becomes the second Georgia Tech player to win the award, joining Ben Lammers, who won the honor in 2017. So congratulations to Jose Alvarado, who is the ACC's Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep, I agree with that one, 100%.
Okay. Sixth Man of the Year? Well, we're going to have a repeat, if you will. Scotty Barnes is the sixth man of the year. 10.5 points, 4.4 rebounds, 4.3 assists for Barnes, who now is not only the freshman of the year, but becomes the sixth man of the year. And he distances Dayron Sharp of North Carolina, who finished second, by the way, in the voting for sixth man of the year. Next on the list, most improved player in the ACC. To follow Scotty Barnes, the most improved player is Matthew Hurt of Duke, Mark. And this was a very tight vote. Matthew Hurt had 17 votes. Isaiah Wong, 13. Moses Wright and Justin Champagne tied for third at 11. And Raekwon Gray finished fourth with 10. That was a very, very close vote for most improved player.
That one surprised. I got to be honest with you. That one surprises me. And all everybody you listed should be on that list. But if you would have asked me on Friday, I would not have picked Matthew Hurt. But nevertheless, congratulations.
All right. I think that leaves us now with what? Just two left? Is that right?
We got Player of the Year. We got Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year. Yeah. That's it, right?
What? And both of them, both of these people will be on the show before we say adios to you this morning. That's what we're going to do.
All right. The Atlantic Coast Conference Player of the Year is Moses Wright of Georgia Tech. First time since Dennis Scott in 1990, Georgia Tech has the ACC Player of the Year. Wright had six double-doubles against the conference. He had six games with 20 or more. But, Mark, here's the stat that I think kind of personifies where Wright was. He raised his scoring average a full 2 points in the last six games of the season. That's bringing it to the house at the end of the year.
And so is Georgia Tech, right? They're as hot as anybody in the league, rolled into Greensboro. And you can look at the big man in the middle who has been a force. Moses will join us coming up here in about 5 minutes. But congratulations to everybody on this list because you had a great, great year. But Moses Wright is your ACC Player of the Year.
Carleek Jones, Justin Champagne finished tied for second. Sam Hauser third. Jose Alvarado is fifth, if you will, in the balloting for ACC Player of the Year. The ACC Coach of the Year, another tight race. The winner, Virginia Tech's Mike Young. In just his second year in Blacksburg, he guides the Hokies to a 15-5 campaign, 9-4 in the ACC. They're the third seed in the tournament in Greensboro this week after being preseason picked 11th, and he becomes the first Virginia Tech coach since Seth Greenberg, who won it in 2008, to be named the ACC's Coach of the Year. A remarkable, remarkable effort by Mike Young, who edges Leonard Hamilton. 26 votes to 24. Josh Pastner finished third in the voting with Georgia Tech. So Mike Young will join us at the bottom of the hour, the ACC's Coach of the Year from the Hokies of Virginia Tech. And we look forward to catching up with Coach Young and Moses right here in just a moment. We thought it would be tight, Mark, and it was in just about every category.
I was surprised that the Coach of the Year was that close. And I was surprised at Leonard, no disrespect, because we've been bragging about Leonard and what he's built in Tallahassee, but I didn't think that Leonard would be number two, much less that close. But that's what makes it fun. But again, all these guys, and if you heard your name listed or mentioned in the last 15 minutes, you know what you've done. This has been a great year just to get games in. And kind of like what Seth Greenberg talked about, let's embrace what we got. Don't worry about what we don't have. But all these guys have put on a show just to give us a season. And, again, the best part's coming up with the ACC tournament and then March Madness.
Mark, let me add something here real quick. I was doing some numbers on this. This is the first time since 2017. This is just first team all ACC, okay? First time since 2017 that on the first team all ACC, five different schools have been represented on first team. It's the 10th time it's happened since 2000 that you have five players from five different schools. And the only reason I bring it up is Seth was talking about in his visit with us last hour about kind of the emergence of Virginia and Florida State to join Duke and Carolina. But it also shows you, I think, this being the 10th time since 2000, this is a year where we saw balance in individual efforts across the league playing, right? I mean, sometimes you see two guys at one school. Maybe every once in a while you get three guys from one school. But the reality of it is you're talking about five guys who help five different programs in a variety of ways. And I think that says something about the balance of play in the ACC.
Right. I think that's one of the reasons why we're here on the eve of the beginning of the ACC tournament. And we're like, all right, who do you like? And depending on who you ask, you may get five or six different answers. And that's no disrespect to Virginia, who's the one seed, or Florida State, the two. I'm not sure what we're going to get this week in Greensboro. And I think it's the same way with the individual performances this year. There wasn't a dominant player that you could just say, hey, it's this guy and everybody else. Hey, on any given night, somebody's able to step up and give you 18 and eight rebounds. But Moses Wright, though, down the stretch was phenomenal. And so was Georgia Tech as they got in that hot streak to finish as a top four double bye team. So, again, let's roll the ball out tomorrow, Wes, see what we get, man. Can't wait for the tournament.
When we come back, the ACC Player of the Year will be here. The senior from Enloe High School in Raleigh, Moses Wright, becomes the first Georgia Tech player in 31 years to be the ACC's Player of the Year, and he'll join us next.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Monday. The awards are out, and I said this is going to be a power hour indeed. Let's talk to the ACC Player of the Year.
How about that?
Moses Wright joins us. Moses, first of all, congratulations, man alive. A great individual award, but I know you're going to thank everybody else for helping you out. But, man, how does it feel? It's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Pastor woke me up this morning. It was like 8:50. He was like, congratulations. I was still half asleep. I was just like, was he congratulating me? But I was so confused. And he told me I won AC Player of the Year. And I was like, I was just in shock. Honestly, I told him, I was like, guys, you couldn't have told me earlier. I don't have time to do my makeup and everything.
Hey, Mark just joked around with you during the commercial break. Probably a good thing you're not playing tennis or swimming anymore, huh? Can't be ACC Basketball Player of the Year if you're doing that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell my mom about that one. I'm glad she let me get out of tennis and swim.
Yeah! Look at that.
You know what that is? That's called good defense, because that's the defensive player of the year causing a problem right there.
Man,
you got all the hardware. I know this week you're coming for the team hardware, but, man, it's got to feel good the way you guys have turned this thing and cranked it up to another level down the stretch. I mean, you really have played well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're pushing everybody to get better in practice every day, so just having these accolades beside the name is just great.
Moses, what's been the difference down the stretch for you, and what's been the difference with this team? I mean, does it coincide with just getting old and being experienced in this situation from previous years? Because you guys really, as Pac said, you guys went to another level after that loss at Clemson.
Yeah, so we all talked about that loss at Clemson as a team. Ush came in, I forgot which game it was, gave a great speech and talked to us. He had a presentation before one of our practices talking about how he believes that we're one of the best teams in the country. And really, us energy, Mike's energy, Khalid's energy, it helps with being old too. Everybody's experience in the league, just having all that around just makes us into the basketball team that we are right now.
You know, Moses, I think you bring up a great point about the energy is a given, because without, you know, empty buildings, you got to generate that yourselves, teammates, and everybody else. But experience, and I think we found this year in college basketball, older teams have really had an advantage early and late. And I'm sure you look back at the first couple games of the season going, man alive, how do we lose those games? And now you find yourself on a six-game winning streak, getting all these awards left and right. I mean, you guys have really turned the corner and taken it to another level. And you get all the credit in the world for it, because it started in that locker room.
Yeah, just I'm just glad everybody stayed together at the first two losses, because that could have either it could have went the whole opposite way and just made the team just go right downhill. But we all stood together after those Georgia State and Mercer losses, and oof, got it. We're here. About to go dancing.
Hey, well, that's the other thing too. You're already in Greensboro. You guys played in Winston-Salem on Friday night. I know there's spring break on the campus this week, so it works out for you guys to maybe get an early start. How important is it to kind of stay together, keep the chemistry, kind of keep the emotion and vibe going?
Not going to lie, I'm kind of upset that we didn't go home after the Lake Forest game, because we all just wanted to see our loved ones that we have in Atlanta and everything. But, I mean, we all here as a family, so we all love each other here. We're probably going to get on each other's nerves, but at the end of the day, we're going to love each other. We're going to play card games. We're going to eat together, all that.
Moses, I sense, too, that the win against Duke last week was really a key, right? I mean, this run has been tremendous in the last couple of weeks, but there's so much was riding on that game for both sides, and people were talking about the brackets and the bubble and all this stuff. And, man, you just kind of willed your way to that W, right? I mean, all of a sudden you got that thing won, and Duke makes a run late, and all of a sudden you're in overtime. You're like, yeah, let's go close this thing, right? I mean, that's that experience and that inner, hey, this is our time. Let's go win.
Yeah. That was probably going to be the last time I played Duke, honestly. And I didn't want to go out on an L. Jose didn't want to go out. All the seniors didn't want to go out on an L. So it was like, this is our last time. We got to bring it all right now. It's overtime. We got to get the job done overtime. We let them creep back in and cause it to get to overtime. We can't let them finish the game and get the win.
As somebody that grew up in the ACC footprint in Raleigh, who understands the tournament, who you know, I'm sure idolized players as a kid growing up and playing high school ball in Raleigh and things of that nature, what's this week mean to you?
This is a big week. I was telling some of the I forgot who I was talking. I think it was Shoshana, one of our compliance members. When like COVID actually started going around, they still had like the ACC tournament like scheduled to be in Washington, I think, wherever it was before.
Yeah, DC.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we're about to come back home. And my senior year, we're about to be in Greensboro playing it. I already knew it. So I was already excited about that before that AC even announced it. So I was like, yeah, we're definitely about to go back home to the Greensboro where the AC home is. So just having it here, senior year, geez, nothing more I could really ask for.
I tell you what else you can ask for is putting your feet up. That double bye is really important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you guys, after the big win against Duke, had to take it on the road against Wake Forest. On the road, again, you never know. But you knew what was at stake and some good things had to happen to you. But that double bye is a big deal, Moses. I mean, there's nothing like having fresh legs for an ACC championship run.
Yeah, everybody's talking about that. But we all, honestly, y'all really bored. We all bored in this hotel. We really want to get out there and play. I don't know if too many people would be upset if we only had like one bye or something, but that double bye, having those fresh legs, we all gonna come fired up for that one. I'm gonna be jumping all over the place.
Well, I want to tell you, it's a remarkable story. Dan Walk on USA Today just tweeted out your profile off of Rivals the day you committed to Georgia Tech. And it goes to show you what hard work and growth will do in anything, but especially in college basketball. Your journey is an inspiring one, Moses, to be honest with you. When you think about, you know, just what's developed in the course of 4 years, do you feel that way about it? I mean, do you feel that it inspires guys who are, you know, still just plugging along, trying to play the game, things like that? Hey, look, if you stick to it, good things can happen.
Yeah, because I remember having a conversation with my mom freshman year. I wasn't playing at all. And my mom was like, yeah, we got to get you out of there. And I was like, no, Mom, I don't quit about none of my situations that I got into. So this situation, I had to stick to it, stick to the game plan, get better every single day. And just the love, support from teammates, coaching staff has helped me get there, honestly. It's just coming from Raleigh, you know, it's a big hoop city. And not having to play basketball that long, and then coming here and get AC Player of the Year, AC First Team, defense, all team, is just a real big accomplishment. I know everybody from the city proud of me and everything that I did.
By the way, is Jose around there? Can you get Jose on there real quick? On get see if he's already mugged you once.
Jose over here.
Where'd Jose go?
He's on the other side. You know where Jose is? Jose!
Yeah, get Jose on here.
This is perfect.
Jose! Are you left? Are you left?
Yeah, tell Jose, hurry up. Here. All right, you gotta get Jose on. I want to get Jose some FaceTime.
Packer calling for Jose.
What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, we want to get you on here real quick. Here, go ahead and listen to this. We got the player of the year and the defensive player of the year. There's no way I'm going to let you get out of here after you mugged the camera once. So first, I want to congratulate you two. Both you guys have been on the show before, and you were a joy to talk to. And I just want to wish both of you congratulations from all of us because you guys got it done on the floor when it mattered the most. So, again, shout out to both of you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you guys ready for this week? You're going to take some time off? Oh, I mean, hey, listen, Moses already said he's bored to death, Jose. He wants to go play.
Moses said he's bored, Jose.
Oh, but we're going to need to rest. But when we go out there, man, we're going to give it our all because, like you said, we just want to do a special thing with this team, and we're capable of it. So we're just going to try to keep the right mindset and keep going forward.
Well, you're the hottest team in the league. Get into the big tournament, man. You're going to the big dance. That's a given. So have fun in Greensboro. We wish both of you, again, congratulations.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good luck. And Moses Wright and Jose Alvarado. Moses, appreciate it. And
no problem. Thank you for having me.
Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, Moses.
Okay, you bet.
You too.
Y'all too.
Oh, man. What a nice moment with Moses Wright and Jose Alvarado. And Moses is already bored. Got to get it tuned up. Not sure he wanted the double bye. I think he may want the double bye if he gets to Saturday night.
But you know what, the West, it's kind of like NC State too. You know, when we were talking to those guys last week, hey, when you're winning and you've been stuck in the isolation for the last 5 months and you're winning, hey, you want to get out and play. Man, the last thing you want to do is – chill out and okay, great, we don't play for a week. I mean, I think if you're NC State and Georgia Tech, I don't even throw Clemson in there. They've won 6 of 7. Man, you want to get out and showcase, hey, let's go play. We're on a run. We're in a good rhythm. Let's go play. So I kind of understand where Moses is coming from. Now, if they win a few games, he'll understand. Man, I'll tell you what, my legs are getting rubbery. Be good not to have to play on Tuesday or Wednesday. But nevertheless, Georgia Tech been a great story. And both of those guys, Jose Alvarado and Moses Wright, again, well-deserved. Yep. Player of the year and defensive player of the year. Great job for both those guys.
Yeah. Glad Jose hung around in the room there, huh?
Sure.
When we come back, the ACC Coach of the Year. Talk about a remarkable story. Second year in Blacksburg for Mike Young. Hometown boy done good here, Pack. We'll come back and talk to Coach Young. Shoot, get the popcorn ready, kids. I know it's not 10 yet, but Coach Young's next on Packer and Durham.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham on a Monday. Man, we're just handing out stuff left and right. Trinkets for everybody. Cool to have Moses Wright. And Jose Alvarado, a little tag team action there, defensive player of the year, the ACC's most valuable player. Really good stuff. But we're not done, Wes. We are not done with Vic Thomas on the Power Hour.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go live to the ACC's Coach of the Year. Second time Virginia Tech has had a winner of the award. Please welcome Mike Young from the mean streets of Bobcat High School in Radford, Virginia. Coach Young, congratulations, my man.
Wes, thanks, buddy. Hope you guys are well.
We're good.
We are doing fine.
The most important question, though, before we get to accolades and everything else, how is the condition of your team heading into Greensboro?
Never been better, Pac. Healthy.
Okay.
Practicing well. We are looking forward to getting to Greensboro and represent Virginia Tech in Southwest Virginia.
Love it. That's good news.
Mike, that may be the best news that I know Hokie fans, but really the ACC's heard in about the last week. I know this has been a different year all around, but certainly the last 2 weeks, not what you ordered up, is it?
No, Wes. I mean, You want to play. Kids want to play. Kids don't want to practice, not this time of year. They want to compete. fellas, it's been tough. None of us are immune. Some of us have been affected a bit more by this virus. And I don't want to say too much. We're healthy. We've been healthy. This contact tracing is just, it's an animal.
Right.
And now continue to get nicked up by it. What I feel really good about, the first time we went through it, we were a disaster, and we were with five guys. This most recent setback, we didn't have any positive. We haven't had a positive test in quite some time. Mm-hmm. We have been able to practice after the Wake Forest game. We've had the opportunity to have the majority of our team on the floor. Is it ideal? No, it's not ideal by a long shot. But I do feel a lot better about our ability to come out of this break with our team intact and ready to compete.
Coach, you said these kids want to play. We just had Moses Wright on the show, who was announced as the ACC Player of the Year, and we asked him about the double bye. He's like, man, I'm bored. I want to play. And I think that's exactly what you just said, that, hey, when you've been in isolation and quarantining and doing all the safety issues just so you can have a practice, much less a game, you want to go showcase your skills. So taking more time off in some respect is like, oh, I just want to roll the ball out. Let's go play a doubleheader, for crying out loud. But I know your guys are excited about getting to Greensboro, because it's been a terrific year for you and the team. And when you are whole, you have proven that you can play with everybody in this conference.
Our team is, they're chomping at the bit. I mean, they want to go. Now, I would correct one of them if they said they wanted to play on day one or day two. We'll take that slot whenever it might be, and be really excited by that. But as Moses Wright said, and what a whale of a year he had. Holy cow, what a great player. These guys want to play, and they're fired up about the opportunity on Thursday.
All right, two questions here. One, Keve Aluma came into this league, sat out as a transfer. I know you talked about how much he improved during that transfer year that he had missed in terms of game action. Did you expect him to have the impact he's had in the success of your team? And, I mean, he finishes, Mike, 4 points from first-team All-ACC.
Wes, I knew he was going to be a good player, okay? I knew it. I thought that he was going to be a really, really good player with his ability to defend. He's an elite defender. Mm. His ability to rebound, and he's a great teammate. I mean, he's a great guy in that locker room. But the work that he put in with our coaching staff and on his own, with nobody else down there shooting on that gun and working at it, we're watching a clip right there with the Villanova game where he may have been his coming out party, if you will. He was the best player on that floor that particular night. And he has just continued to, grow from that time in Uncasville through the entire schedule. He's had a great year, and I'm so proud of that guy. I can't stand it.
Coach, from a personal.
All right, here's the second part.
Go ahead, Wes. I'm sorry.
Let me. Second. I'm sorry, Pac. Second part of the question is this: your teams at Wofford and a year ago, you've obviously been to the postseason and had great success, especially in the Southern Conference. After going to Greensboro last year and playing in that opening night game, what did you learn about the ACC tournament might be different? And how will you handle this year with the double bye after not having it last year?
We will play North Carolina, Notre Dame, or Wake Forest. We'll spend more time on North Carolina this week simply because, Wes, we played Notre Dame twice and we played Wake Forest twice. We missed our opportunity to play the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. A lot of that preparation had been done in the lead up, and then we got knocked out. It's the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament, fellas. You guys have you know, seen it, been there. It's as good a, you know, postseason tournament as there is. Got to play well. I don't care who you play. You know, you're going to play somebody really good. We were not very good last year. We'll handle it better. We'll play better basketball.
Coach, what's singularly the most important thing for your team to do this week to cut down the nets? What has to happen?
Maybe not the answer you were looking for, Pac. Stay healthy, man. Stay healthy. get there. Get there whole. Get there, you know, ready to go. And know what's in front of you. You don't have a time, you know, a minute to, you know, work your way into it. You better be hitting on all cylinders, and I think our team will be will do just that.
The other thing is, you got to find the popcorn at the joint too, don't you? I mean, you got to figure that part out, right?
I'll bring my own. We'll have a little popcorn before the game. It's the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina. What an unbelievable opportunity for all of us. We'll connect all the dots. We'll have a little popcorn before game time. Don't you worry about that.
Hey, by the way,
last year they had it all. They had it by the media room.
Yeah,
if you'll recall,
I remember.
I hope that thing is out there again. That was really good popcorn.
Yeah, well, that was good popcorn. I partook with some of that too, Coach. By the way, as the Coach of the Year, it's got to be in the contract. There's got to be some kind of incentive there, isn't there? In terms of the Coach of the Year award, don't you get? There got to be something. I mean, you already got a good parking spot. Got to be something thrown in there, right?
Back, another thing, maybe you can't believe this. So help me goodness, I don't know what is in my contract. My wife, my beautiful wife, who's a partner with Price Waterhouse, let me assure you, she knows exactly. So something's in there, great. If it's not, I could care less. I'm coaching the Hokies. Life's good.
There you go. You got it.
Let me tell you this, Pack. Let me tell you this. The three people on the screen right now are all governed by one law.
That's
and
it.
That is the law of the house.
That's right.
Because all three of us are smart enough to realize that our better halves are completely in charge of the operation. That's Wouldn't you agree, Coach Young?
Absolutely. I stay out of the way. I coach my team. I have a hard enough time with that. She handles everything else.
You got to know your role, right? You got to know your limitations. You got to know what you got to play to your strengths, right? Because how many times you've been barking at over the years? Play to your strengths. Know your limitations. Don't screw up. Know your role. Bend those knees and play some defense.
You got it. Stay in your lane.
Hey, amen.
Let me say that on a personal note, we've known each other a long time. Probably longer than either one of us want to admit, right? I remember when you started this journey and you and I talked throughout the years, and I was hopeful that one day you would have an opportunity to coach in a league that you kind of grew up following. And I could not be prouder of you for what you've accomplished as a head coach. And I know this one today means a little bit more than most just because of all the things that went into it and how you grew up. So congratulations.
I appreciate you guys. You know how much I enjoy your work. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Best of
luck.
All right. Stay healthy.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Young, ACC Coach of the Year from Virginia Tech. Whale of a job. He has done in just two seasons.
No doubt.
And there are a lot of folks, and not going to say the told you so is out there, but there are a lot of schools in the last half dozen or so years before Whip Babcock at Virginia Tech had the foresight to hire Mike Young, there are a long, long list of schools that weren't sure they wanted to hire the head coach at Wofford, Pack.
That's right. And let's also keep in mind, too, that Buzz Williams, who's now at Texas A&M, was a really good friend of our radio program, The Central. And then he went on to A&M.
Yep.
And when Mike took over, I'll be the first one to tell you. I was like, wow, he's got a great opportunity. Obviously, he's close to home. He's in the ACC. Mm-hmm. All that's fantastic. But, man, there's not a whole lot on the cupboard. I mean, there really wasn't left a whole lot of talent in Blacksburg. And in a really, really short period of time, look at the job he has done there. I mean, really remarkable job that Mike Young has done. He gets all the credit in the world, and I know he'll deflect that and say it's all about the players and the coaches and the staff, and that's all part of it. But make no mistake, that dude connects and oh. And it sounded like he was really supremely confident with his group, too, in that interview, in the sense that, hey, when we get our legs, yep, and I think we're good to go, they'll be a tough out. And like I said, would it surprise anybody if Virginia Tech's got down the nets in Greensboro? Shouldn't. And this tournament's going to be wild. Hey,
no.
Ask Virginia how good the Hokies are. They know.
Right.
They can play.
Yep. Remember the first time he sat down with us at the spring meetings at Amelia Island on radio and told us he had seven players on the roster?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Right. And you were
seven.
Like, I remember when he walked away, Wes, we looked at each other like, man, thrilled to death for him. But, man, it's going to be a rough ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it just felt like,
yep,
how is he going to compete in Blacksburg given the hand he's been dealt? And here he is in less than 2 years, ACC Coach of the Year, part of the double bye, third place in the league. Listen, the best teams, yep, in the league only lost four games. Virginia, Florida State, and Virginia Tech all lost four in the league. So just an incredible job. A really good, and like you said, Whit Babcock, yep, deserves a ton of credit because he said, you know what? Makes sense. He's a good fit. Let's let it rip. And ta-da, the rest is history.
There you go. All right, sit tight. When we come back, top plays of the weekend. Oh, whoa, some lacks. From the dome.
Bam.
Emily Inksler from three-quarter court. Oh, and a little bicycle kick? A little bicycle kick, Pack. We're going to go to the pitch when we come back. Back after this.
Packer and Durham. The Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham. Final segment on a really loaded show. And tomorrow will be two, by the way. Speaking of power hours, tomorrow's going to be slam dunk city. That's what it is.
Halfway point on tomorrow's show, the ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips for a half hour where we will sweat and dab our brow continuously, hoping that we continue to host the show.
No, we're good, man.
After the interviews. We're good?
Okay. We're good. You kidding me? After the Commissioner hooked us up with all the best of Chicago foods, man, we're in. We are in. I could go for a Portillo's Italian beef right now, to be honest with you.
I bet you could. Also, Tony Bennett of Virginia will be here, winners of the regular season in the ACC. We'll talk to him about his preparation as the top seed going to Greensboro and more. That's on the Tuesday show, plus full preview of the three games tomorrow. We'll look ahead, more tournament conversation. By the way, from time to time, as we whirl our way through this week, stars of yesteryear, guys that played roles on teams that had some success in tournaments, things like that. Looking forward to catching up with some of those folks along with some of our regular guests as well. So all that tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Couple of notes. I figured this, the Georgia Tech went from Winston-Salem to Greensboro. Boston College, who played Friday night in Miami, went back to Boston and left yesterday. They're in Greensboro. They're practicing on the floor this morning at the Coliseum in Greensboro, I'm guessing, in a traditional ACC tournament sense for tomorrow's game. So all those type things are occurring as normal. How the testing unfolds, all those things, we'll talk with the commissioner and more about that potentially on tomorrow's show. Also, we've told you about this, Pack. Check out ACC ChampHub.com. You can get there through the ACC mobile app. Interactive fan experience, exclusive content, maybe even some Packer and Durham for you, and games, highlights, and more, either through the ACC mobile app or ACCChampHub.com. How's that?
Guarantee you we're on it. That's a lock. We're going to go in there. We're going to give you picks, too. We're going to tell you exactly what's going to go down.
No!
Are
we going to do picks and trivia? Trivia?
No, not trivia. I don't do trivia, but we'll give you
some. We got trivia out of the contract.
We'll give you some BPI, bad picks indeed. That's what we'll give you. We'll tell you exactly what's not going to happen in Greensboro.
Okay. Here we go. Top plays of the weekend. Roll the videotape, kids. Let's go to the Irish. All green, playing at Doug Kingsmore. Zach Prazner, thank you very much at shortstop.
blended right into the grass. Clemson kept hitting right to that. They thought it was an opening, but no, it was a Notre Dame guy there. Hey, I didn't see you there. Look at those unis.
He emerged out of the grass. Yeah. He's camoed in the grass.
The Masters.
Oh, geez.
All right. Next week, the Masters.
Stephen Rafus.
Woo.
Syracuse. What did we do there? Oh, did we do a little behind the back?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we did.
That was nice.
On. Vermont couldn't
Tell
defend.
You what, man.
No, no chance.
Cuse is rolling.
Yeah, they are. Virginia Tech beat North Carolina. Hokies. Whoa, what do we got? A little sledgehammer?
Sledgehammer celebration. Hokies.
Excuse me?
First series win ever since Dirt against Carolina. Struck them out 50 times all weekend. What that?
We got a hammer? Jacob Leibovitz.
Bicycle kick. Look at that.
Look at this. Look at this. Whoop. There you go. Right there.
Man, see the goalie?
All right. Jacob, nice job. Emily Inksler.
Count it.
Tee it up and let it go, girl.
Doink.
Bottom.
The ladies put on a show, man. ACC Women's Tournament had some good
events.
Good
event in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure
Look
did.
Look at Q. Just like I told you. Look at Q out there. I told you.
Thumbs Q in
down,
the velour.
Let it rip. Reverse spin.
In the velour.
52-footer. Doom. Count it. Q.
Stop. In the velour.
It's awesome.
In the velour.
I tell you,
he's in velour. We got velour.
It was awesome.
We're in velour.
Listen, I am all for everybody dressing down. Go burn all those suits. Same thing, all you TV hairdos, man. You don't need the guys on suits. Just show up like I do. Pair of jeans, baseball hat. Maybe you're wearing shoes.
Man.
Maybe you're not. Just go do a game. Don't worry about it. Go coach up your team.
Couple of notes for you. By the way, when Matthew Hurt was named All-ACC, we told you he led the ACC in scoring. How many Duke players do you think have led the ACC in scoring in history? This is not really a trivia question. It just sounds like
one. Well, it is a trivia question, and I have no idea.
11.
That's not a trivia.
One would think more. It doesn't sound like a trivia question. It just is. Matthew Hurt's the 11th different Duke player in the ACC history to lead the league in scoring. It's not a trivia question. It's more of an informative question. You know, just kind of one of those things where you and I talk about the history of the league.
It's
not a trivia question.
It's totally a trivia question, but that's okay. Nobody would have gotten it right. That's fine. No big deal.
I know.
No big deal.
Just thought about that a moment ago. All ACC, first team, Moses Wright, Carleek Jones, Justin Champagne, Matthew Hurt, Sam Hauser, Rookie of the Year, Scotty Barnes of Florida State, Moses Wright, first Georgia Tech Player of the Year since 1990. In the ACC, and Mike Young of Virginia Tech, congratulations. One of the really great stories of coaching is the ACC Coach of the Year. Fabulous show.
Fun show.
Thanks to David Teal, Seth Greenberg, Moses Wright, Matt, Mike Young, and more. Drew Brooks, Josh Macri, Christine Velez, thank you all very much. Appreciate everybody's hard work. Jim Phillips, the ACC Commissioner, at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and Tony Bennett on this show at 7 a.m., Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.